AI News by Conjero.
We're looking at a web GPU-enabled prototype of the augmented vertex block descent algorithm that runs inside the browser, showing high-dimensional optimization can scale here without sending data to the cloud.
That's not about flashy speeds. It's about faster iterations, less cloud dependency, and closer ties between prototype and product.
AVBD chunks the space into blocks and updates each block, then does a synchronized aggregation. Think grid-dispatched workgroups and local updates.
WebGPU compute shaders map directly to that idea, enabling parallel work with minimal host device data movement.
In practice, the browser can handle meaningful parallel compute, not just visuals, so you can prototype complex optimization in the client.
The project is hosted at Jure/WebPhysics, and a Hacker News discussion helped spotlight the approach.
Of course, there are caveats. Numeric precision can vary by hardware, memory ceilings differ, and cross-device reproducibility isn't guaranteed by default.
Engineers should test across devices and browser versions, with explicit numerical guards, deterministic seeds, and memory-aware scheduling.
From a product angle, it's a concrete path to prototyping inside the app, letting teams observe convergence and trim cloud spend.
But it's not a universal substitute for server-side runtimes. It should complement them rather than replace.
WebGPU-enabled AVBD creates a new axis for competition, pushing browser-first tooling and reproducibility concerns into focus.
Teams should start pilots, set guardrails, and be ready to measure against cloud baselines as tooling matures.
In short, this demonstrates that browser-native optimization is a meaningful part of future AI product workflows.
Keep an eye on the project and the evolving guidelines for cross-device determinism and monitoring.
AI News by Conjero.